This is 5 Minute Friday!
Build bridges. Once upon a time, two brothers who lived on adjoining farms fell into a conflict. It was the first serious rift in 40 years of farming side by side, sharing machinery and trading labor and goods as needed without any conflict. Then the long collaboration fell apart. It began with a small misunderstanding, and it grew into major differences, and finally it exploded into an exchange of bitter words, followed by weeks of silence. One morning, there was a knock on the older brother John's door. He opened it to find a man with a carpenter's toolbox, who said, "I'm looking for a few days' work. Perhaps you'd have a few small jobs here and there, and could I help you with them?" "Yes," the older brother said, "I do have a job for you, actually. Look across the creek at that farm. That's my neighbor. In fact, it's my younger brother. Last week, there was a meadow between us, and he took his bulldozer to the river levee, and now there is a creek between us. Well, he may have done this to spite me, but I'll go him one better. See that pile of lumber curing by the barn? I want you to build me a fence, an 8-foot fence, so I won't need to see his place anymore. Cool him down anyhow." The carpenter said, "I think I understand the situation. Show me the nails and the post hole, digger, and I'll be able to do a job that pleases you." Now, the older brother was excited. He had to go to town for supplies, so he helped the carpenter get the materials ready, and then he was off for the day. Now, the carpenter worked hard all that day, measuring, sawing, nailing. And about sunset time, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had finished the job. The farmer's eyes opened wide and his jaw dropped at what he had done. There was no fence at all. It was a bridge. A bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. A fine piece of work, handrails and all, and the neighbor, his younger brother, was coming across with his hand outstretched. "You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done," said the younger brother. The two brothers stood at each end of the bridge, and then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. They turned to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox onto his shoulder and said, "No, wait, stay a few days. I've got a lot of other projects for you," said the older brother. "I'd love to stay on," the carpenter said, "but I have many more bridges to build." Hope you guys enjoyed this story. And take a look in your life to see where in your family, your friendships, or the other relationships in business, where you've wanted to put a creek or a fence up in front of someone to separate and distance yourself from someone in your life. It can be very easy to get hurt by something, to feel disconnected, and to want to push someone away if there's a small misunderstanding that turns into something bigger, that turns into weeks of silence, and so on. Look for ways to build the bridges so that you can come across and connect with one another. Don't find ways to build bigger creeks and bigger fences. We're all part of something so much bigger than isolating ourselves. Yes, we get to come with requests, and yes, we get to make sure we're being treated fairly. And yes, make sure to surround yourself with people who are supportive and inspiring and not trying to knock you down. But always look for ways to build those bridges instead of putting up walls. And watch your life unfold in a loving, joyful, harmonious way. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. LewisHowes.com/534. All about building bridges. Make sure to tag me on your Instagram story at Lewis Howes. Take a screenshot of this and tag me and share it out with your friends on your Instagram story. I try to reply to as many stories as I can every single day. And make sure to share this with your friends, LewisHowes.com/534. You were born for so much more than fences. You were born to build bridges. I hope you enjoyed this one, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.